Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, family. I want to welcome you on today. My name is Swan. I am the host and executive producer of Swan Hop, and I want to welcome you to a new segment on today, Centering Around Current Events. And for my Blog Talk Radio audience, if you will just bear with me one moment while I connect my you now, I will greatly appreciate it. All right. So I'm just connecting my YouNow account. All right. So my name is Sister Swan, and I want to welcome you to episode one of Swan Talk Headlines. And basically, the premise of this broadcast is where I'm going to pray for the nation and briefly share some of today's headline news articles via the Daily Mail. So I am logging on to the Daily Mail right now to see what story they are leading with. Bear with me one moment. Thank you so much. Okay, so Daily Mail is starting with Playboy founder Hugh Hefner dies, age 91, surrounded by loved ones at his infamous Beverly Hills mansion, as his son pays tribute to his father's exceptional and impactful life. So, family, Hugh Hefner of Playboy magazine is dead at age 91. Momentary it glitch, lasting just 15 minutes, is blamed for chaos at airports, momentary IT glitch, lasting just 15 minutes, is blamed for chaos at airports worldwide as check-in desk computers crash, leaving huge queues of furious passengers. Airline passengers around the world are struggling to check in for flights due to an IT system failure. That's information technology failure. The issue is affecting airlines around the world, including those operating at London's Heathrow and Gatwick. The check-in system is run by Amadeus Althea, which is used by 125 airlines. Problems have also been reported in Charles de Gaulle, Paris, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Melbourne, in Singapore, Shanghai, and Johannesburg and Zurich. Wow. I hope they get that resolved, family. Breaking news. Chicago station is evacuated after reports of white substance on train. The fire department was called to the Addison train station over reports of a suspicious white substance on the train. Top CEOs reveal the four qualities you should highlight on your CV, meaning your resume, to prove you're a future leader, and your love of Twitter is one of them. In a blog post for LinkedIn, the site's founder, Reid Hoffman, Ariana Huffington, entrepreneur Ryan Holmes, and Bill Joy share essential skills candidates should have in the workplace. Trump weighs, and this is something I'm so happy about, family. If you just now joining me via YouNow or Blog Talk Radio, welcome so much. Welcome to this episode one of Swan Talk Headlines, where I go over today's current events. Family, this next story is something that I'm so excited about. Trump weighs 97-year-old shipping law for Puerto Rico that would have increased the cost of aid flowing to the hurricane-ravaged island. The White House has authorized a waiver to allow for shipments to get into hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. The loosening of restrictions for the island will help recovery efforts after Hurricane Maria. Hallelujah, glory to God on that. I'm back. Steve Scalise will return to Congress more than 3 months after being shot as he thanks doctors for putting Humpty Dumpty together again. Hallelujah. I pray that he thank God as well. Rep. Aziz Salif, Republican of Louisiana, returns to Capitol Hill Thursday after spending more than 3 months away recovering from a gunshot he received at congressional baseball game practice. And I'm so happy to hear this good news because I have been praying for him since the tragic shooting at the baseball game. Nuclear threat from North Korea. Horrifying portraits of American soldiers torturing women with flyers and murdering babies are used for propaganda by North Korea as posters created by Kim Jong-il's regime are displayed in public. Horrific North Korean propaganda shows American soldiers torturing women with flyers and murdering babies. Paintings believed to be from 2005 claim to depict atrocities carried out by American soldiers during the Korean War of 1950 through 1953. They show Americans torturing women by removing teeth and killing men by slicing their heads off. It is believed that some of these paintings are displayed in Shin Kong's Museum of American War Atrocities in North Korea. One image shows American soldiers sneering while they hold a gun to an infant girl's head. Another depicts soldiers murdering babies. My Lord, pray for North Korea. Pray for North Korea and their propaganda and for the North Koreans as well. Breaking news. Beijing orders North Korean businesses in China to shut down by January as part of the latest UN sanctions against Kim Jong-un. Hallelujah for that. Next story. Russian troops are dispatched to the border of North Korea and China just days after Putin warned a war on the peninsula would be catastrophic. Soldiers are patrolling the top of the hill at the Cassian Point crossing point on Russian North Korean border in the tri-border area where Russia, China, and North Korea meet. Anything Kim can do, South Korea takes its turn to display its military might, and both its troops are as agile as a leopard capable of overwhelming enemy amid the North's nuclear aggression. North Korea accuses old lunatic Trump of exploiting American student Otto Warmbier's death and insists he was not tortured during his 17-month detention. I don't believe that. The student was completely healthy when he was with his fellow classmates' family, and all of a sudden he comes back and he's in a coma and he dies. Something happened there. Inside, the sex scandal that brought down a multimillion-dollar televangelist empire when a pastor raped his church secretary and defrauded his flock out of $158 million. Jim and Tammy Faye Baker built a multimillion-dollar empire in South Carolina called the PTL Club, later called the Jim and Tammy Show in 1970s. But the Christian conglomerate was all but destroyed after their local paper unearthed a shocking scandal. The Charlotte Observer found that Jim Baker had paid $279,000 to Jessica Hahn, a church secretary. That thread quickly unraveled an even bigger scandal after the newspaper found that Hahn had allegedly been paid the cash is hush money after she was allegedly raped by Baker in a hotel room in 1980 when she was just 21 years old. My Lord. My Lord. FBI's college basketball scene claims another victim as former NCAA assistant director of enforcement and current Alabama employee resigns. Alabama basketball administrator Kobe Baker, a former NCAA enforcement staffer, becomes the latest person to resign. Baker put in his resignation Wednesday evening. Lost Temple of Artemis is finally found in a Greek fishing village after archaeologists realized ancient directions used in their century-long search were wrong. more than 120,000 people flee smoking volcano in Bali as scientists warn a catastrophic eruption is imminent and an entire island in Vanuatu is evacuated as mountains fuse ash and gas. Divorced New York billionaire couple Harry and Linda McElroy dispute value of art collection, which could be worth up to $1 billion. Naked women burning with desire lined up to have sex with Jacques Chirac in his official plane, new book on former French president claims. Huh. Your yoga mat could give you herpes. Wipe it down and ensure it's clean to avoid a lifetime of cold sores, warns experts. Still slaves in all but name. Haunting pictures show how little life has changed for many free slaves in the South after the Civil War. Interesting article. Off-duty LAPD officer who killed family of three in a fiery DUI crash posted animated video to Instagram with a don't drink and drive hashtag 3 hours before the accident. Let's see what else is going on here. Chris Berman relives agonizing moment at a Mets game when he found out his wife had died in a car crash and had to pretend everything was okay until he could break the news to his kids. Britain and America are on the brink of trade wars over 125 Bombardier jet as UK threatens to end Boeing military contract. Can you tell if she's a robot or a human? Life like Android at Tokyo Gaming Conference baffles social media. She looks like a human to me. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Horror at Yosemite. One dead and one injured after rocks the size of an apartment building tear off a famous El Capitan mountain and bury climbers. Let's pray for everyone involved in that tragic incident. The wackiest home remedies for a bad back revealed. From rubbing in WD-40 to hanging off a door frame, experts debunk the myths and reveal what really works. So that should be an interesting informative article for those that are dealing with back pain. Man, 81, who served 15 years for the killing of mob boss Carlo Gambino's nephew, is arrested in Wyoming over marijuana possession and speeding. Interesting. Battle of the Network starts. NBC brass tell Deborah Messing to stop attacking Megyn Kelly after Will and Grace stars very public lashing out Today Show host. Megyn Kelly is reportedly getting some support from NBC as she tries to navigate her way through what has been a tumultuous premiere week for her new morning show. Page Six reports that Deborah Messing was told to stop speaking ill of Megyn and her show after launching a surprise attack on the embattled host just 24 hours after she appeared on the premiere episode. Deborah was told to cut it out by someone high up in NBC Entertainment Division run by Bob Greenblatt via her agent or publicist, said an unnamed executive. The Will and Grace star made waves on Tuesday when she voiced her annoyance over having appeared on the show as well as her concern for Megan's behavior during the interview. I have something to say about this Megyn Kelly new show. I was wanting to give her another chance since her other show was canceled. I will hold off my remarks since we're around Mrs. Megyn Kelly until you guys learn that this show, Megyn Kelly Today, has been canceled. Her show will be canceled. She is not fit for morning television, in my humble opinion, allegedly. Allegedly, allegedly. So you guys heard it here first. Megyn Kelly, today's show, it will be canceled. You will read about it in the headlines. Another reason to do your washing. Bed bugs are attracted to dirty laundry. Researchers from the University of Sheffield suggest that leaving worn clothes exposed in sleeping areas when traveling may lead to bed bug infestation. Beauty truly is for women of all ages. Billionaire Tesla CEO Elon Musk's mother, May, becomes the oldest ever cover girl at age 69. And oh my goodness, family, this woman is so beautiful. Oh my goodness, she is gorgeous at 69. Oh, she is so beautiful. NSA leaker reality winner tells the FBI she smuggled classified documents out of the office by stuffing them in her pantyhose. The Georgia intelligence contractor accused of leaking top secret documents from NSA told authorities she smuggled classified documents by stuffing them in her pantyhose. South African man is jailed for having sex with a donkey, after which doctor told him it would make him a stronger man. My Lord. Cop escorting Trump's motorcade falls off his motorcycle and is left in agony on the side of the highway. Let's pray for him, Robert Turner. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Officer Robert Turner was one of a handful of local cops roped in to assist Trump's motorcade in the city. He was escorting him back to Air Force One at the airport when he suddenly fell off his bike on I-70. It is not known what caused the crash, but Turner suffered a broken ankle and several cuts and abrasions. Trump tweets that Puerto Rico's electric grid is totally shot and food and water are on site as thousands of supply containers piled up for delivery to storm-ravaged citizens. North Korea will be able to hit the mainland USA with a nuclear missile in a very short time, warns chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's coming from General Joseph Dunford of the Marine Corps. Trump says he has, this is President Trump, President Trump says he has a nice relationship with top Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who he used to call a clown. Senator claims Russian troll farms are stroking NFL debate to push divisiveness. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma claimed that Russia had paid social media trolls to stroke the NFL protests in an attempt to polarize America. Trump's economic guru says he can't guarantee every middle class family will get a tax cut as President jabs dissenting Democrats. How does that win elections? Peyton Manning won't run. He will not run for an open Senate seat next year as he insists he has zero interest in being a politician. Game on. Donald Trump Jr. ditched Secret Service so he could hunt moose in Canada. They're afraid of their players. Trump says NFL owners are too scared to insist football stars stand for national anthem. President Trump, we have greater things going on in America. I wish you would just direct your energy and your attention towards something else than the NFL players. It's their right, they wish, in my humble opinion, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's see here. Scrolling down. Popcorn thief Prince Harry plays with adorable 2-year-old daughter of Paralympian as she spilled his snack at the Invictus game after leaving girlfriend Meghan Markle at home again. Oh, this is so cute. I love children. She's stealing some of his popcorn, and it is so cute. I can't wait to tweet this out later. Anorexia survivor shares a before and after photo of herself to prove that people are with eating disorders don't always look scary skinny. Interesting. Thank you, Carissa. That is great. I'm so happy that you are raising awareness around eating disorders and the perceptions that people have of anorexics, etc. Wash your face in salt water, use aspirin as an exfoliator, and always wear kid sunscreen. Six summer beauty tricks a model swears by. There's a typo on the Daily Mail article, but I got it. Let's see here. Anything else I want to share? Designer creates incredible asterisk-shaped home to be built in Californian desert from a dozen shipping containers. This is beautiful. London-based designer James Whitaker has produced a photorealistic rendering of the property, which is due to be built in the California desert next year. The house will be 2,150 square feet with three en-suite bedrooms, a kitchen, living room, and an exoskeleton formed out of shipping containers. According to Mr. Whitaker, the so-called Joshua Tree residence has been commissioned by a film producer with a background in nurturing creative projects into fruition. Well, praise God for that. Emotional Jennifer Lopez shares relief as she finally makes contact with her final two relatives in Puerto Rico who were missing after the devastating hurricanes. Let's see. I think that's all I want to share with you guys for today. Let me go back to you guys. That is all I want to share with you guys, and thank you so much. We are number one, trending number one in news. God bless you guys for tuning in, Kevin B., and you now, and Bashifa and Ahmad. Okay, and then the other person, I cannot pronounce your name, but it's HAMOUCHEHICHAM7. God bless you all for tuning in. I have to go to Mass at 12:10, and so I want to get this up and get my Blog Talk Radio host, get in that blog, blog as well, in that podcast for my Blog Talk Radio audience, just so that we can get the master mix and I can share it via Facebook and via Twitter. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I love you so much on today. You are amazing. Thank you, R Unique, for joining. God bless you. Thank you, family, for getting our first news broadcast, number one in news, on you now. God bless you. I love you so much. I will see you tomorrow at 11. I endeavor to broadcast this news program Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here from my apartment here in upstate New York. God bless you. I love you all. I hope you enjoyed the segment. Family, did you enjoy the segment? You know, family, I want to get some feedback from you. So sit tight while I close out the Blog Talk Radio audience, family. Blog Talk, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are listening via the archives, I love you very much. My name is Sister Twan, and you have tuned in to episode one of Twan Talk Headlines, where I go over current events and news. God bless you, and God bless your precious families. I love you, Blog Talk. You now, you stay put. I want to get some feedback from you. Bye-bye.